The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Reviews, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum, George Rock, and our guest for tonight, Frankie Lane. Now, Spike Jones and the City Slickers. Every musician in the band is an Adonis. This is Adonis' band of musicians you ever heard as they play When the Midnight Choo-Choo Leaves for Alabama. Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jones bidding you welcome to the Spotlight Review from Omaha, Nebraska. Tonight we're playing for employees of the Union Pacific Railroad. Great fellows, these railroad men. I know. My father, Little E. M. Jones, is a retired railroad man. In fact, that's how I got the name Spike. But I wish these guys would quit hitting me over the head with a sledgehammer. However...
Excuse me, Mr. Jones, but could you get me a lower? I must have a lower. Please get me a lower. Say you'll get me a lower.
Who are you?
Oh, just a little pajama top.
I've got to remember to send his head out to the laundry with the rest of the flat work. Well, here comes a gal in true Union Pacific style. Streamlined, you like to take her places, and she always gets to the station on time. The Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shea.
Hello, everybody. Say, Spike, is that true about your father being a retired railroad man?
Yes, Dorothy. When he retired, they gave him a beautiful smoking jacket.
Oh, I think a smoking jacket is a swell gift.
Yeah, but this one's too big. Every time he stuffs it in his pipe, the sleeves hang out. Yes, sir, my dad was the best station agent on the railroad.
Gosh, you must have had fun around that station when you were a kid.
Oh, yes, Dorothy. Why, we even ran our house like a railroad. My father rigged up an emergency cord, and whenever he wanted me, he'd yank that cord, and I'd come charging into the house.
Oh, you did?
Oh, I had to. The other end was tied around my neck. A lot of times it was murder if the door was closed.
Anybody else in your family railroad man?
My Uncle Harry. They call him Locomotive Jones.
Oh, because he drives a locomotive?
No, because when girls cross the street, he whistles at every crossing.
Well, I sure wish he'd whistle at a girlfriend of mine named Mary Ann. She's the unluckiest gal with men. Let me tell you about her.
In the hills of Tennessee lives a family named McGee. They've really got a problem on their mind. For their daughter Mary Ann just can't find herself a man. She ain't even been nobody's valentine. All her sisters, so did dad, had no trouble getting wed. Everyone is settled down and doing grand. It's a shame and they disgrace that they're all compelled to face the fact that no one's asked for Mary Ann. Oh, why don't someone marry Mary Ann? She's got no suitors asking for her hand. She's 11 years of age and she's never been engaged, and things don't look too good for Mary Ann. She even went to school and she weren't nobody's fool. She could read most anything they'd ask her to. She could figure her way up past all the others in the class, and it's Besides, she didn't either smoke or chew. Her parents did their best to get her married like the rest. Even took her to the graduation ball. But the fellas in the class, they just kept on walking past. And she spent the evening sitting in the wall. She can even steer a plow. Ain't nothing round the farm she couldn't do. When her morning chores is done, then she likes to have some fun. But the boys is busy making Mountain Dew. They just can't figure out why some fella round about ain't asking Mary Ann to be his wife. And if the truth is told, she'll soon be looking old, and she'll likely be an old maid all her life. Oh, why don't someone marry Mary Ann? No gal can shoot a rifle like she can. And what fills her with dismay? She'll be 12 next Groundhog's Day. Oh, the future don't look bright for Mary Ann. She's got a true soul. So why don't someone marry Mary Ann?
The golden spike that linked the Union Pacific Railway with the Central Pacific Railway was driven into the last tie at Promontory, Utah on May 10, 1869. And the nation's first transcontinental railway was completed. Since that day, the railroads of America have done a history-making job of bringing the people of this vast land closer together and of speeding the development of our agriculture and industry. Today, paced by Union Pacific, under the far-sighted program of its president, George F. Ashby, the nation's railroads are investing many millions of dollars in new equipment, tunnels, roadbeds, freight yards, safety devices, diesel engines, for the safer, speedier transmission of passengers and goods, and in the interest of more comfortable travel. So we are happy indeed to be playing tonight before employees of the Union Pacific Railroad. To you who help unite East and West, to you who do so much to further the industrial prosperity of the nation, a salute from the workers who bring you Coca-Cola.
Say, Spike, I found out they're going to have movies on the new streamliners.
Oh, yes, Dorothy, and we Slickers have prepared ourselves by making a musical short of a classic European love song. The picture features that famous string quartet, Yasha, Sasha, Pasha, and O'Brien.
How did O'Brien get in that string quartet?
We had to let him in. It's his string.
Oh, no.
So climb aboard the club car, and we'll give you a preview of our first Slicker Flicker entitled Hacha Cornea.
Thank you.
that's terrific, Spike. But do you think that with all these new conveniences, they'll raise the rates on the berths?
Well, I don't think so. In fact, I know what they are.
Oh, really? What are the rates on the berths to Los Angeles?
What?
I say, what are the berth rates for Los Angeles?
Well, counting Crosby and Cantor, I'd say they were pretty high. But Dorothy, I see the train is coming to a stop to pick up our guest for this evening. And here he is, Frankie Lane.
Good evening, folks. Hiya, Dottie, and hello, Spike.
Hey, Frankie, you look wonderful. Where have you been?
Well, I just spent a few days up in Sun Valley, Idaho. Man, they sure have some unusual weather there. Well, I saw a gal put on a bathing suit and go skiing.
Well, that's not so surprising. What's really unusual is to see a gal put on a bathing suit and go swimming.
The picture stars go there?
Well, sure. They go skiing, skating, and swimming. In fact, they've got two swimming pools. One of them is filled with water.
What's the other one filled with?
Sydney Green Street.
And it's a very romantic place, too.
I'll say. I fell for a gal up there, but she gave me the air. We had some skiing, and I got an advanced fracture.
An advanced fracture?
Yeah, I made an advance, and she fractured me. But, Frankie, maybe you could help me get her back, huh?
Me? How?
Well, she loved your singing, and if you could sing something, maybe?
Well, how about Baby That Ain't Right?
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie Lane and his recording hit, Baby That Ain't Right.
Hello, baby. I had to call you on the phone. Hello, baby. I had to call you on the phone. Just because your daddy's lonesome, he wants his baby back home. Baby, baby, tell me what is the matter with you. Baby, be the death of me. But when I'm always with you, I get the third degree. Baby, lay right along. Just to taking all of my money, going out having yourself a ball. Well, I took you to a nightclub, bought you pink champagne. You rode home in a taxi and I caught the subway train. That ain't right. Baby, lay right along. Just you taking all of my money, going out having yourself a ball. One more, boy. I went to a fortune teller to have my fortune told. She said you didn't love me, all you wanted was my gold. Baby, lay right along. Hey, I'm done. Just a taking all my money, but not having yourself a baseball.
Wonderful, Frankie. Frankie Lane's gone to his drawing room, but he'll be back in a minute. Coming in the club car right now is Myron Wallace.
Workers at Union Pacific have Coca-Cola coolers right on the premises. It enables them to pause in the middle of a busy day, have a Coke, and go about their jobs refreshed. This pleasant custom is growing rapidly in offices and factories all over the country. Whatever your job may be, we invite you, too, to work refreshed.
Keep the trip interesting, we turn again to...
Mr. Jones! Hello, Mr. Jones! You remember me. I'm president of your bank club, and I came along this trip because... And I'm having a lot of fun on the counter, and you were too, if you... And it's just... And my name is Georgie.
Yes, Georgie, I know. How did you ever get on this train?
Oh, I just bought a ticket, and I only paid ceiling price.
Really? Where's your space?
On the ceiling. And I'm going to my house house in California because I want to take care of my garden because I don't want all the bugs to eat up all my vegetables.
Oh, Georgie, those little bugs can't eat up all your vegetables.
You don't know those California bugs. What they don't eat, they deep freeze.
There's a real case of arrested development. At every stage of his development, he's been arrested. However, to brighten up the trip in a big way, we once again call on Dorothy Shea, who sings Mean to Me.
You're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say your phone. You don't, and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day. Must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, 'cause can't you see what you mean to me? You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, 'cause can't you see what you mean to
I know you'll enjoy meeting this next young man. He was a railroad conductor for years. He was always in there punching. And here he is, Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. As this is the lazy time of the spring, my song tonight is Lazy Bones. I believe I'm in voice. Magnificently in voice, please, if you don't mind, Lazy Bones, Mr. Eddie Pripp. Thank you.
Lazy stones, the lazy loans, the lazy bones never make your point. I roll those bones and I haven't made a seven yet. Maybe I better start again. Lazy bones lying in the sun, how you expect to get your day's work done? Work? I used to work as a blacksmith in a grocery store. You know what I used to do as a blacksmith in the grocery store? I used to shoe flies.
Oh, thanks, Jared. Shoe flies.
Won't ever get your day's work done, loafing in the noonday sun. Ooh, crazy bones.
Crazy bones? No, not crazy. Lazy bones.
Lazy bones, loafing all the time. How do you expect to make a dime that way?
Speaking of dimes, I swallowed a dime and a nickel. You see any change in me?
Won't ever make a dime that way, loafing in the sun all day. And when taters did spray it, I bet you keep praying the bugs fall off of the vine in Hollywood.
First and Broadway? No, Broadway and Hollywood is the vine. Vine, that's fine, that's it.
And when you go fishing, I'll bet you keep wishing the fish fall off of your life.
Sorry, I almost fell asleep.
Casey Jones, nasal tones, Harvey Stones,
Basil Rathbones. No, no, no. Lazy Bones. Bones! Them bones, them bones, them dry bones, them bones, them bones, them dry bones, down the screw bone connect to the spike bone, then the spike bone connect to the crown bones, then the crown bones connect to the gallstones, and the gallstones! Oh, no, no! Wrong song. Lazy Bones, loafing in the shade. How you expect to get your cornmeal made? Meals, speaking of meals, I went to a restaurant today, and I said, waiter, do you have pig's feet? He said, yes. I said, well, how do you get your shoes on? Ha! How do you get your... Loafing in the shoes they made, dudes they made, a hole in the hay, my dough is parlayed. No, no, that's Arch Arvin. That's where they have the horses. Horses! And there they go. It's flying Sylvester on the rail. Linda Evelyn went at his third. Pat Trajan is going fine. Charlie Horse is going good. And it's Wisdom Tooth is pulling out in front. Wisdom Tooth out in front. That's my lady bird.
Inspiration, Professor. Now, Frankie Lane, Dorothy Shea, and the Slickers tell you the best way to travel with Sentimental Journey, Waiting for the Train to Come In, and Dream Train.
Gonna take Sentimental Journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to a new old memories. Got my bag and got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford. Like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that old boy. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gonna take a sentimental journey, sentimental journey home. Sentimental journey home.
Waiting for the train to come in. Waiting for my man to come home. I've counted every minute of each livelong day. Been so melancholy since he went away. I've shed a million teardrops or more. Waiting for the one I adore. I'm waiting in the depot by the railroad track. Looking for the choo-choo train that brings him back. I'm waiting for my life to begin. I'm waiting for my train to come home.
this is Myron Wallace, speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now here's Spike and Dorothy.
Thanks, friends, and a special thanks to the Union Pacific. How about it, Dorothy?
Oh, I love every one of them, Spike. Gee, I'm certainly enjoying this trip.
And you'll enjoy it more as we go further west. These wonderful starlit nights and the soothing quiet of the desert, broken only by the mournful howl of the coyote.
Coyote? What's a coyote?
A coyote is a wild creature that sleeps all day and goes on the prowl at night. On the Union Pacific, they call them brakemen. Good night, folks.
Good night.
And next week, when you're on the job, may we suggest that you work refreshed. Next Friday's Spotlight Review, Buddy Clark will be guest, and Spike Jones will present his latest big recording hit, The William Tell Overture. Be sure and listen next Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time, when the pause that refreshes on the air presents a brand new summer show featuring music and artists of Latin America and Europe. Nestor Chires, the Mexican tenor, will be the guest star, and the program will feature Los Panchos. During the coming weeks, Mike Jones and the City Slickers will visit St. Joseph, Joplin, Salina, Emporia, Hutchinson, and then Pueblo for next Friday's Spotlight Review. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week. The Columbia Broadcasting System.